Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
PUP dies, another injured in a lightning strike. In African news, outrage as Zimbabwe spends $25 million on soccer amid health crisis. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A Form 2 pupil at Chilonga Secondary School in Pika District of Muchinga Province has died after being struck by lightning, while another pupil sustained severe burns. The incident happened around 17 hours yesterday, a few meters from the school premises. Pika District Commissioner David Siame confirmed the incident, describing the sudden death as devastating to the school and the family of the deceased. Chilonga Secondary School head teacher Webby Walia identified the deceased as 14-year-old Matrida Walia, a Form 2 pupil. The injured pupil, Karen Mulenga, aged 17, is currently receiving treatment at Chilonga Mission Hospital. Hospital administrator Grace Chileshe says the pupil is in a stable condition and has since been moved from the intensive care unit to another ordinary ward. A clergy in Mukushi District, Father Aton Mulenga, has expressed concern over the rising number of suicide cases being recorded in the country. Father Mulenga says there is need for churches and other social gatherings to strengthen counseling services in order to help reduce such cases. He says many people are going through emotional and mental challenges and require guidance, support and encouragement from families, the church and the community. Father Mulenga has since urged community members to check on one another and promote open conversations about mental health.
That many people are hardly pressed with huge debts, social upheavals and broken relationships, and sometimes they are those that are being neglected by their own families and maybe by employers, especially if they wait. But my advice that we need to improve on how we are relating to each other, and we need also to improve on counseling activities in church and in other social gatherings. Sometimes we don't know how to deal with those that have the hunger to commit suicide. And sometimes it is just coming as a surprise. So we need to take care of those precautions before anything happens.
A new board has been installed to manage resettlement activities at Kakwelesa Settlement Scheme in Kaperimponshi. Residents of the scheme have praised government for establishing the new resettlement governing board, saying the move will help end decades of disputes that followed years of cooperative management. Speaking during the election of the new management team, Kaperimponshi Town Chairperson Brilliant Munyeke said the prolonged absence of a management committee had led to numerous challenges, including rampant land encroachments. Meanwhile, Provincial Cooperatives and Entrepreneurship Officer Lazarus Nyerenda said the establishment of the board will enable the scheme to function more effectively. And Senior Agriculture Officer William Gondwe noted that the installation of the board will help farmers improve market linkages for their produce.
The program that we had, which is under agriculture, as you may wish to know that Kapiri, the people in Kapiri, or the population of Kapiri, we are all farmers. So therefore, we have about three schemes, agriculture schemes that we have. We have one is
a board under Kakweresa settlement scheme has been constituted, and the farmers participated very well by electing or proposing members in various portfolios.
Kakweresa settlement scheme covers over 28,000 hectares of land and is home to approximately 10,000 farmers. Friedrich Ebert Stefan, Programs Manager and the focal point person of Vince Chipatuka, has emphasized the need of a people-centered approach to infrastructure development as Zambia positions itself to benefit from the Lobito Corridor project. Speaking during the Urban Development Forum in Kitwe, Mr. Chipatuka said inclusive planning is key to ensuring communities that directly benefit from the major infrastructure initiatives. He noted that the Lobito Corridor, which will connect Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo to the Atlantic Ocean through Angola, has the potential to boost trade, investment, and industrial growth. Mr. Chipatuka added that for Kitwe, the project should be viewed as a catalyst for wider urban development, job creation, and economic diversification.
What kind of city we want to build? A choice about who benefits from infrastructure, and ultimately a choice about justice. The Lobito Corridor linking the Copper Belt to the Atlantic through Angola has the potential to reshape trade flows, stimulate investment, and create decent jobs, especially for those in mining, such as the Mine Workers Union of Zambia. But infrastructure alone does not guarantee inclusive development. Roads, railways, and industrial parks can never deepen, can deepen inequalities, or it can reduce it.
Meanwhile, Kitwe Urban Development Forum Chairperson George Mumba has called for stronger partnerships among government, the private sector, and civil society to support development initiatives in mining towns. He says collaboration will be critical in ensuring communities benefit from opportunities linked to the corridor.
We don't take this for granted, but we want to thank you for providing, because most of the time we are standing and it looks like we're going to be faster, which is done. Where is the other way around? We're going to be able to be generated from this. So we need to be part of this. And this is what we want to be out of the Lobito Corridor infrastructure. Then we would want also to extend our heartfelt appreciation festival to the three countries, Angola, Zambia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, for their cooperation and commitment in making this corridor a reality.
We break the set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
A business rate, mitengo, zama oja, zama nekarangira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 140. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg ondwe, 150. 50 kg repu, 380. 50 kg Chinese, 180. 50 kg rumanda, 80 kwacha. 50 kg impwa, 250. 50 kg delele, 150. 50 kg mundambi, 150. 50 kg zidingoma, 120. 50 kg kandolo, 400. 50 kg nshava za freshi, 400. Bokosi ya tomato, 220. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 120. Onyoni ya red ponchu, 200. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tre ya maegesi, 85 kwacha. Meda vinkubala, 500. Meda kapenta, 380. Meda bin